station on 2 with a report on HRF PCs 1 and 2.
We're with you on 2.
I took a look at both of those HRF PCs, and I see a good light next to the charging port on both of them. However, both PCs are off.
And that's a good config. Thanks.
That was great. Thank you. Next station on 2.
Chris, Communications with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have completed through step 2.3.6 of procedure 2.001, and the video cable is connected up from VCA 1 to the echo unit.
And good morning, Chris. We copy that. And yeah, you may proceed to the next steps. And also for your awareness, we will be coming on board with the VCA2 activation for the cabin view.
It's good to meet you. You are welcome on board. Thank you. Munich station on 2. I am complete through step 5 of 2.001. Looking for your go in step 6.
Chris, you a go?
No. Next station on 2, the Echo unit has booted, and looking for your check in 6.8 to establish a remote connection.
And Chris, we do confirm remote ear connection has been established to the unit, so you will go. And also for step 9, yet a small one, we can confirm that the video routing is in place, so you may proceed to until the end of this procedure, and no need for you to give us a call for step 9, decimal 1.
Copy all. That sounds good. And just for your awareness, the ends of this Ethernet cable 1007, the clip is not in great shape. I put that end over on the patch panel side, and it seems like it's in there securely, but at some point we may want to replace the clip on that Ethernet cable.
And Chris, that is a good information for us. We'll definitely keep that in mind and then work on it. Thank you.
Spill station on 2. I'm ready for the next activity and wondering which space to ground to use.
And we're with you on 2. You will be working with remote guiders Danielle and Philippe on space to ground 3.
Copy space to ground 3. Heading over there now. Thank you very much.
Station Houston. Space round 2 for Chris. It's your convenience.
Go ahead, on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, we just want to let you know for your AGA activity that's coming up, we are go in step 2.1 after 13.05. During an LOS, so in case you got there early, we want to make sure you had to go as of 13.05, so 9 minutes from now.
Perfect. I really appreciate you giving me the early go on that. Thanks for that. Yep, 13.05. Copy. Got a good solid red LED on the charger. Houston, station on 2 for Stotrak 83.05.
I am with you. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I opened up the Columbus 1 Deck 3 Bravo panel and found that CTV. And I just wanted to double check. I did find a small Ziploc bag in the lid called EML Substance GMT-283, and it looks like suspect substance in triple bags, and I wanted to make sure that was the thing we were expecting. I didn't see an EML backhose inst label on anything, and so I just wanted to double check I'm grabbing the correct thing.
And copy, we're checking on the ground, and just for my reference, could you repeat that step number again?
83.05.
83.05, thanks. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris.
Right on 2.
Hey, Chris, I think you told us that bag was labeled EML Substance GMT-083. Is that correct?
Affirmative.
And correction, I should have said 283, not 083. Assuming that still would be affirmative.
Yep.
Okay. Assuming that...
Okay, yep, that sounds good.
All right, sorry, I'm stepping on you. Assuming that that's correct, which you just confirmed, that is what we're expecting you to put away in 83.05.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to double check since I didn't want to have to reopen that guy if I grabbed the wrong thing. Thank you for confirming.
And thank you for double checking, and great working with you today, Chris.
Likewise, Mark. It's great to hear your voice.
Thanks much.
In Houston, station on 2, I also forgot to mention I've got the both lab and no 2 cameras on, and you guys are welcome to come on board with those if it's helpful for your SA and to give me an extra set of eyes.
All right, I can already see a good view from the lab, and thanks for the offer.
And Houston, one more STOTRAC question for you on step 83.06.
Chris, we're with you on 83.06.
Yeah, I'm in node 2 looking at deck 3, and I do not see I am not sure I see the correct mesh bag that I think I'm looking for. We have a couple mesh bags here with bubble wrap in them. There is a mesh bag with a bunch of balls in it on node 2 deck 1, but I was wondering maybe if you had an idea of something else that's supposed to be in that mesh bag, just so I can make sure I'm looking in the right place.
We are checking.
And Houston, station on 2, I think I might have found it in the node 2 deck 1 bag of balls. It's a Ziploc with two what appear to be autographed baseballs. And is that correct?
Found it. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome. I'm glad that was the right spot. I was pretty skeptical because I think that just has a lot of, like, PAO type, fun sports stuff. I didn't realize it actually had anything else useful in there.
Yeah, that's definitely what we were expecting, hockey pucks, football, stuff like that, too. So, thanks.
Copy. Sounds good. Houston, station on 2, STOTRAC step 84.
Chris, I'm with you on 84.
Yeah, I did not see a 1.0 CTB 5052 in PMM overhead 2 on the rack front. And I also did not get any hits with the barcode reader in that area. Do you know if there's any potential alternate location that CTB might be?
Copy. Looking for alternate locations for CTB 5052. We'll get back to you.
Thank you. And Houston, station on 2, I was going to go put the barcode reader back, and I started getting some clicks around node 3 aft 5. So I'm going to take a look around there for that.
Copy, and we also concur that that's the most likely place to find it via IMS. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2. Chris, if you can hear me, Node 3, AF5, Charlie 2 is the specific location we'd expect you to have the most hope of finding that CTB.
I think you got that 100%. You got me there just as the barcode reader started giving me a ton of clicks, and I just opened the door, and there it is.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Awesome. And then just to confirm, do you want this to go to PMM overhead 2 or stay where it is?
Okay, Chris, because PMM is so full, we'd like you to actually put that in node 3, F5, Charlie 2, where you found it, and we will keep track of that.
Y'all, and it actually already has a green label on it, so we are all set with it. Thank you.
Good to hear. Thanks, Chris. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and a follow-up.
Right on 2.
Chris, concerning that item 84, the green label you reported, does that green label actually already say SpaceX 33R037?
Affirmative, yep. It's a green label, SpaceX 33R037.
All right, thanks for the additional check. Appreciate it.
No worries. A double check is always great in this type of a situation.
I completely, completely agree.
Thanks for good suggestions.
Actually, that's really interesting. I would suggest putting the ball in someplace other than where you are. I can see why that wouldn't work because the air would push it. But just riding, like finding a place where you are and not touching anything and watching the space station accelerate past you.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna try that and see if I can make that work. Yeah, I think I probably chose too low mass of a ball. It just kept getting sucked to the intake vents. I think this time maybe I'll make myself the ball.
That completely makes sense. And actually, if somehow you can convince your Russian crew members to space themselves out along in a module along with you, you might be able to all accelerate and see how they get really clear that the space station's passing you up.
Yeah, that'll be really cool to see. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should be tracking it, but if you guys wouldn't mind giving me a heads up with a few minutes before the reboost, which I'm sure you would do anyways, I'd super appreciate it.
We'll do. We're planning on giving you a call 5 minutes prior.
Much appreciated. Houston, station on 2 for Yedeve changeout. I've got Yedeve 1481 and wanted to get your go in step 3.1.
Chris, that's a good serial number. You have the go in step 3.1.
Copy, go in 3.1. Spin, station on 2 for the ETA base swap.
Go ahead, Chris, on 2.
Yeah, I've completed the Yerevé swap, and Yerevé 1481 is now installed as the offload Yerevé, and the urine transfer compressor hose is connected to Podaca de Blenya of that Yerevé, and the filling level indicator port is capped.
Copy all, Chris. Thanks. Good config.
Sounds good. Yerevé 1464 is going back to the FKB.
Copy.
Houston, station on 2.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris, on 2.
Hey, Mark, just a heads up, I'm going to try out this virtual ATU while I'm doing my T2 exercise, so I will log on to that shortly.
All right, sounds good, and if you want to just give us a call if you want us to test it.
Absolutely, will do.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, no response required. The Dragon reboost is enabled, ISS is go for the reboost. And Chris, if you'd like some words about how you can monitor that reboost, I can give you a procedure and step number.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Station copies all, and yeah, sure, I'll take that procedure and step.
Hey, to monitor the, okay, to monitor the Dragon reboost, it's 6.223 MCS configuration for Dragon reboost, and you'll do steps 9 through the end.
6.223, 9 through the end. Copy all.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris with a correction.
Head on to Chris.
Hey Chris, in step 9, there is a if block. Just that if block will get you to the display that you can look at to monitor the reboost.
Copy that. Just open up the if block and the step in there in step 9 will give me the display I need to monitor. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Dick, station on 2 for echo unit stowage.
Hey Chris. Hey Chris, if you're looking for a go in step 1.1 of your echo stow activity, you are go.
I am indeed. Thank you very much. Go in 1.1.
You are welcome.
Hey Chris, hopefully you'll notice that you're speeding up at some point.
And Houston, Chris from Node 2, I can confirm we are in fact accelerating.
That's great to hear. Your experience matches with our telemetry.
Excellent. I'm glad I could confirm that.
And also, it was a lot of fun for us to watch you speeding up.
It was fun for me, too.
Or I should say the rest of the environment around you speeding up and you not speeding up.
All relative, man. It's all relative.
Station Houston on 2. Chris, no response required. We're halfway through the reboost burn, and everything is looking good.
And Houston, Chris copied your last. Thanks for the updates. And Munich, station on 2 for 4.9 or 5 of 2.002.
And station Munich's with you on 2, and we can see you, so we can confirm that we can see VCA 1 back on ground. Thanks, Chris.
Copy all. Great. That's great news.
Station Houston on space to ground 2. Chris, no response required. The burn is complete. Copy. Thumbs up.
And Houston, thanks for all the updates on the burn. That was great. And I was wondering if I can get started with the AGA battery ops. Looking for your go in 5.1.
You have to go, Chris. Thanks for asking.
Happy go. Thanks. Houston, station on 2 for a quick question before DTC.
Go ahead, Chris, on 2.
For my stow note in this battery terminate, I'm supposed to take this ammonia measurement kit from the MLM and stow it in the EMER 1.0 CTB 5536, which it says is in PMM1. But I think that EMER CTB is currently in the airlock temp stowed. And I just wanted to double check. Maybe I missed a step somewhere of relocating that or where things should end up.
Hey Chris, we're going to check on the CTB serial number. We're confident that this should end up in PMM1 Deck 1 Delta, but we want to confirm the serial number for that CTB.
Copy all.
Station Houston on 2, back with you, Chris, with a few seconds to spare before the DPC. EMER 1.05512 is the CTB. We want that in, and it's in the location per the stow note, stow location.
Do that, EMER 1.05512. I'll put it in there after DPC. Thanks.
Thank you.